From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Mid-Hudson News reports that the State Health Department reported on January 22nd another 12 deaths from COVID-19 in the Hudson Valley and Catskills. There was one death each in the counties of Greene and Orange, two deaths in Rockland County, and eight in Westchester. While deaths continue, case numbers are receding. There were 43 new cases announced January 22nd in Greene County and 51 more in Columbia County, two places with over 100 new cases a day until recently. The larger counties of Dutchess and Ulster also reported much lower case totals at 287 and 152 respectively. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Natasha Von Holdridge reports for Columbia Greene Media that on January 20th, the Ghent Town Board unanimously voted for a resolution opposing hate after several recent racial incidents in Columbia County. On January 14th, three people stood near the gazebo in Chatham holding a banner reading "White Lives Matter," a phrase often associated with a specific hate group. Town Councilperson Pat Mahaney said, and I quote, "I would like to point out that we do not have, unfortunately, in the Capital Region, they have identified five hate groups. The Oath Keepers, Patriot Front, Proud Boys, Three Percenters, and the New York Militia. This is very disheartening and sad to all of us," end quote. After the January 14th incident, over 100 local residents held a counter-protest at the same location on January 19th. Town Councilperson Coeith Izan said January 19th at the counter-protest, and I quote, "We don't know who the people were who were presenting those flags, whether it was people from within this community or people from without. But either way, they were clearly trying to divide us," end quote. Ghent's resolution says the town maintains that everyone in the community have the right to feel safe and to be treated equally with respect and dignity, regardless of their race, religion, nationality, gender identity, sexual orientation, economic status, and political affiliation. Ghent resident Jack Finn said at the town meeting, and I quote, "We know that across this country there have been many acts of racism and hatred and bigotry. We see it in the news, but it's always somewhere else. It's certainly not here. But we now know that it is. It has been, I'm sure, but now we know that it is," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that New York lawmakers will end up drawing new legislative boundaries for the state legislature and House of Representatives in New York, according to the Democratic members of the New York State Independent Redistricting Commission. The commission is made up of Democrats and Republicans who have yet to agree on redistricting maps. If they cannot agree, that leaves the job to the legislature. The Redistricting Commission members said in a statement, and I quote, "We reiterate our commitment to a redistricting process driven by public input and hope that the legislature will consider the input that the commission has solicited and collected in its work," end quote. It went on to say, and I quote, "Moreover, we are proud to embody the diversity of New York as the Constitution calls for, and believe our diversity is reflected in our approach to public input and the line-drawing process. We urge the legislature to approach their duty in the same spirit," end quote. The commission was created as a constitutional, and I quote, "reform," end quote, to take the state legislature out of the process. Instead, the state legislature will decide the process. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.